Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about why you should not let the competition get you down, because it's time to get up. It's a hyper-competitive marketplace, yes, but that is no reason for you to surrender or to abandon opportunities. With that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So tell us about the need to get up, survive, and thrive in this new marketplace.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you described it as a hyper-competitive residential real estate marketplace right now. You know, we're wrapping up the first quarter of 2017, and I think if I look back on the first quarter and prepare for the remainder of 2017, based on my experience here in Dallas, Texas, as a full-time real estate, and done everything I've read and based on everyone I've talked to over the course of this year thus far, there's one common theme. And I don't think it's a theme unique to my market here in Dallas. I don't think it's a theme unique to my market here in Texas. I think it's a national theme, and it probably varies around the country, but I think it's an underlying theme across the entire country, and that is that it is an incredibly competitive residential real estate investing environment right now. And we as investors, part-time or full-time, are feeling it. And to your point, it's a struggle right now not to let it get you down. You literally really have to, instead of getting down, you've got to get up, and you've got to get up quicker, and you've got to stand taller in order to succeed as a real estate investor. And for those who are considering becoming residential real estate investors, or those that are new to residential real estate investing, this competitive market may be a little more painful for you as you're new and as you're navigating and you're trying to figure things out. When you enter a market such as this, it can be very discouraging. And the message is not to get discouraged. And first off, for those of investors who are considering beginning or are new, let's quickly look at what the landscape looks like in residential real estate investing nationwide. And there's a couple very common themes, and I'll hit them at a high level because they vary across markets, but chances are they're apparent in your market where you are. And first off, inventory is obviously low. The availability of homes is at an all-time low in most markets, and or because demand is incredibly high for residential real estate right now. And that's whether you're buying as an investor or buying as an owner-occupant. The demand for properties in most markets is incredibly robust right now, and that has depleted the inventory. And even realtors who are not engaged in investing, I think they would be very quick to tell you that days on market is at an all-time low, which is great for real estate agents who are selling, but they're equally as challenged when they're representing buyers, as that market's become so competitive and inventory is so low and days on market is so low that it's tough to represent a buyer and find them a house that they want to buy, that they love. You've really got to be competitive and proactive as a real estate agent, not only as a real estate investor. And with this, if you understand your basic economics courses in high school or college, well, when inventory is low and demand is high, prices go up. And that is definitely the case in most markets across the country. And it's forced investors to look at houses differently, evaluate houses differently, and pay for houses differently, and possibly even adjust their exit strategies on the back end as a result of paying more for houses or paying differently for houses it may dictate what you do with them once you do purchase them, whether you keep them as rentals or fix them and flip them or seller finance them or wholesale them out. A lot of investors have had to adjust their strategies in order to navigate through these higher priced markets. And in addition, in this hyper competitive market of ours for residential real estate investors, the markets are saturated with investors, which may be contrary to what you would think. You might be thinking, well, if it's so tough out there, how come there's so many investors? Well, residential real estate investing has become incredibly popular in the U.S. as of recent, and you can cite a lot of different reasons. You know, it's incredibly popular as a result of all the television shows you see about flipping houses and investing in real estate. It's popular because people have found real estate as an attractive investment alternative to the stock market. There's a lot of reasons real estate has become such a popular investment approach, to the point where real estate is now quickly becoming a formalized or commercialized investment asset class, which is exciting at the same time, I must say. And finally, in this hyper-competitive real estate market, what has made it challenging for investors in particular is that sellers of residential real estate now have options. You know, there was a time when if you were the owner of a distressed property, meaning in disrepair, for instance, or you were the owner of a property and you were in a distressed situation, meaning you needed to move quickly or there was a death in the family or a divorce or some other form of distress, you chose an alternative to the traditional way of selling a property with a realtor on MLS, and you chose to sell to an investor for cash, quickly, as is. Well, now, with the characteristics that we've just mentioned in the current real estate market, sellers don't look to selling to investors as purely an alternative or a must. Selling to investors is now an option. Because houses are in such demand, a seller with a distressed house or a distressed situation, they can sell it to an investor, sure, or they can even sell it on MLS. It'll sell quickly and it'll sell at a premium price, and they can pretty much dictate the terms of their sale. So for investors, we used to be a specific and unique alternative. We're now simply an option for most sellers, and we're competing with MLS and we're competing with realtors to purchase homes, and it's become a lot more challenging in that respect. Despite all this and the doom and gloom that it may sound like, I will tell you the opportunities for real estate investors still exist. They're out there and they're strong. And there's an abundance of deals out available for real estate investors. And the question is, will you exist or continue to exist or begin to exist as a new or tenured or even wannabe real estate investor? So let's look at that. First off, with respect to the opportunities, let's face it, distress always exists as it relates to residential real estate investing. Distress being number one, the existence of distressed homes where the owner has fallen behind in their mortgage and they're facing the risk of foreclosure, or where the owner has hit a financial complexity in their life and the house has fallen into disrepair as a result. Distress also comes in the form of the loss of job or the death in the family or divorce. Distress exists today in this hyper-competitive market just like it did yesterday. There will always be a need and, more importantly, an opportunity for investors to serve a purpose for these distressed sellers, purchasing homes, cash as is, and quickly. And every day, sellers surface, or perhaps selling their home on MLS is not an option, and their only option is the residential real estate investor. And don't convince yourself that those opportunities don't exist or they exist any less today as they did yesterday. They're out there. You just got to capitalize on them and find them. The point is, investors, we satisfy a unique market niche. We satisfy a true consumer need, and we provide a unique service, a unique ability, and a unique willingness to purchase properties, sometimes almost sight unseen, for cash, as is, and close quickly. And that's the need of that distressed seller, and that need exists, and it continues to exist. And don't convince yourself otherwise. Secondly, there are an abundance of deals out there today, and they exist, and they exist in your very market. And there's plenty of deals to go around also. And let's face it, we as residential real estate investors, we're not the first industry to face competition. Any industry where there's great opportunity and there's great success faces great competition. And we're not unlike any of those industries. You could also be most concerned or more concerned if there wasn't competition in our industry. Typically, that's indicative of an industry that may not be a good, strong, solid industry of opportunity. It's easy to convince yourself that there's not enough deals out there. And like I said, most viable industries have extreme competition, just like we see today in residential real estate investing. And it's important to tell yourself and remind yourself that deals for residential real estate investors, they're created, they're not deserved. And you as an investor, you've got to go out and find these deals and create these deals and successfully navigate and execute these deals because they're out there in abundance, but it's up to you to go find them. So the question becomes, will you continue to exist or will you begin to exist as a real estate investor? Can you compete? And that the answer to that question is, can you deliver a solution that's going to exceed the consumer expectations, those distressed sellers of distressed properties? Can you professionally execute these real estate transactions? Do you have the cash? Can you move quickly? You've got to look at your abilities and evaluate whether or not you can be a solution provider for these distressed sellers who are out there and who are out there in abundance. And do you have the capabilities and the abilities to find them so that you can create the deals that will fuel your residential real estate investing business? Let's face it, someone in your market is getting these deals, and why can't it be you? It's happening every day, and I'll tell you, they've got the marketing, they've got the skills, they've got the network, and they've got the professionalism to make these deals happen, not only to find them, but to make them happen. And you as an investor need to have those same characteristics. You need to be investing in you and your business, investing in your marketing, investing in a mentorship, investing in training, and seeking out unique partnerships perhaps with other investors. That's what your competitors are doing, and you need to do the same and more of it. As real estate continues to emerge as a commercialized investment asset class, we investors, we've got to emerge as sophisticated professionals capable of navigating all the challenges of this commercialization and all the challenges of this competitive marketplace. You know, when you think about it, the same reasons that have proven so attractive to us as investors with respect to residential real estate investing, those are the exact same reasons that have made it such a hyper-competitive market and such an attractive investment class for so many people. We as investors got to make sure we don't curse those reasons that have enabled our success. We instead have to grow, mature, and develop and innovate our businesses and ourselves in the same way our industry is growing, maturing, developing, and innovating. And that's what we've got to do to be successful.
Thanks, Kevin. A pleasure as always.
Thank you, Lewis.